ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
It's number three, right? Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 16, Text 3.
Atapya udara srava shravasa prithor hare Atapya udara shravasa prithor hare Kalavatarasya kathamrita drita Kalavatarasya kathamrita drita Yathopadesham munibhi prachodita Jato padesham munibhi prachodita Slagyani karmani vayam vitanmahi
Slagyani karmani vayam vitanmahi
Atapya udara sravasa pritor hare Kalavatarasya kathamrita dritaha Jatopadesham munibhi prachoditaha Slagyani karmani vayam vitanmahi Atapya udara sravasa pritor hare Kalavatarasya kathamrita dritaha Jatopadesham munibhi prachoditaha Slagyani karmani vayam vitanmahi Ata api,
nevertheless,
udara,
liberal,
shabasha,
whose fame,
Pritho,
of King Prithu,
Hare,
of Lord Vishnu,
Kala,
part of the planetary expansion.
Avatarasya,
incarnation.
Katha,
words.
Amrita,
nectarian.
Adarita,
attentive to.
Yatha,
according to.
Upadesham,
instruction.
Munibhi,
by the great sages.
Prachodita,
being encouraged.
Slagyani,
laudable.
Karmani,
activities.
Vayam,
we.
Vitanmahi,
shall try to spread.
Translation for good by His Divine Grace, Prabhupada
Ki Jai.
Although we are unable to glorify You adequately, we nonetheless have a transcendental taste for glorifying Your activities. We shall try to glorify you according to the instructions received from authoritative sages and scholars. Whatever we speak, however, is always inadequate and very insignificant. Dear King, because you are a direct incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all your activities are liberated and ever laudable. Purport. However expert one may be, he can never describe the glories of the Lord adequately. Nonetheless, those engaged in glorifying the activities of the Lord should try to do so as far as possible. Such an attempt will please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya has advised all his followers to go everywhere and preach the message of Lord Krishna. Since this message is essentially Bhagavad Gita, the preacher's duty is to study Bhagavad Gita as it is understood by disciplic succession and explained by great sages and learned devotees. One should speak to the general populace in accordance with one's predecessors, sadhu, guru and shastra. This simple process is the easiest method by which one can glorify the Lord. Devotional service, however, is a real method, for by devotional service one can satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead with just a few words. Without devotional service, volumes of books cannot satisfy the Lord. Even though preachers of the Krishna consciousness movement may be unable to describe the glories of the Lord, they can nonetheless go everywhere and request people to chant Hare Krishna. Very nice, Prabhupada. This is the summum bonum of our Hare Krishna movement. It's to preach the glories of Krishna everywhere. And that is, it is explained here by Prabhupada, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his mission was to go everywhere, every town and villages, and chant the Hare Krishna mantra through Sankirtan Yajna. And he also said that every town and villages, my names be chanted. So that's happening today throughout the world. Our ISKCON movement is going around all over the world, and there is ISKCON temple all over the world, every town and villages. And Harinam's happening everywhere all over the world. So this is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this is the way to satisfy Krishna. Devotional service means is to preach the glories of Krishna in many ways. One of the ways we are doing here is through prasadam distribution, through deity worship. This is all preaching. Actually, the preaching of the Hare Krishna movement, each is what putting is what making the world a better place. The whole material world today, we can see, is full of suffering. So much so, people are everywhere you go. People are suffering. People wanting of going to a place where they can be happy. But actually, Krishna consciousness movement is bringing that happiness, the deeper happiness that everyone is looking for. That happiness you cannot get from any material pleasures of life. No matter how much you work hard to please your family, please yourself, this is being proven. People are not happy. So through chanting Hare Krishna, Kali Kali Nam Rupe Krishna Avatar, that in Kali Yuga, the Hare Krishna, the Krishna Bhagavan, Sri Krishna himself appeared in the name. By uttering Krishna's name, one is Krishna, the devotee, a person is associated in Krishna. So, devotional service is the method. And that devotional service is performed in the association of, it's mentioned here, Sadhu Sangha, associating with devotees. Ekaki amai nahi pai bal harinama sankirtan. It's mentioned that one cannot perform chant Hare Krishna or do anything that alone. If we do devotional service together, Sangha together, then it's much more enjoyable and it's much more effective than doing it ourselves. You know, we can go to the mountain, we can go to some forest and sit down and try to do it ourselves. That's impossible because mind is always going to give us trouble. That's why when we are doing it together in the temple with all the devotees, you can see the power of the chanting. So much more potent than just doing it yourself. That's why Sadhu Sastra, Guru Sadhu Sastra. So everything we do, Prabhupada explains here in this purport that we have to do in accordance with the Sadhu, with the Guru. He may say, oh yes, I'm doing it at home on my own. It's as good as doing it in the temple. Okay, that is good, but when you do it in the temple with the devotees, you know, associating with devotees, this is prescribed by Prabhupada, by the previous acharyas. So therefore, that potency comes down to us. You can do at your home. Someone is asking me, or the process of deity worship at home. I told them, like in our time, during Prabhupada's time, you know, our main deity worship was the temple. Anybody actually has their own deity. Prabhupada established then these temples. These are for us to come and worship them. And it's never the same. When you come here and you see Rishirad Vallabha, you see Radhamadhava in Mayapur, our deities are so beautiful. There's so much potency in that. The Shakti. So just like chanting Hare Krishna. Chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna is there in his name. But at the same time, when you chant Hare Krishna, initiated by a guru, that mantra, it's very sacred. It's very special. Even though all the chanting Hare Krishna is the same, but when mantra is given to us through a guru, that mantra is coming from Krishna, even though it's the same mantra. So, devotional service means performing devotional service in this attitude. Attitude of performing service to Krishna is to understand, it's Prabhupada mentioned here, Bhagavad Gita, is to understand the philosophy. It's not that we make up something. Everything has a process. If you follow the process, you're bound to get it right, bound to get the result. So, Bhagavad Gita as it is, Prabhupada has written the Bhagavad Gita for us to understand that, for us to study that, before we can tell others. That's why when we hear Krishna Katha, when you hear philosophy from a devotee's mouth, from a devotee, it's so effective, so much more understanding, so much elaborate than you hear from someone who can just explain it in their own way. That's why we have to first understand before we can tell others. And you can't tell when people ask you questions, wait a minute, you scratch your head, I'll tell you tomorrow, let me know. You have to understand this. Srila Prabhupada is to constantly emphasize us to, he used to sometimes point at devotees, do you know this? And they didn't know. So we are expected to know when we tell others about Krishna. If we know that ourselves and we are convinced of it, it's so much more powerful. So it's not that one has to learn adequately. Because if we glorify Krishna, Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna is the supreme source of everything. He is the creator of everything. He's so big, master of the universe, Jagannath. So, as Prabhupada explains, it's never enough to glorify Him. So much more there to explain about Krishna. That's why we should read Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada used to say, I've given you everything, all these books. If you can, this is a lifetime study. It's never, there are so many books you can study these days. There are a lot of books, but Prabhupada's books are there. If you can study Srila Prabhupada's books completely, it will take a lifetime. It's so much more. And sometimes we read a chapter, and then you feel like you haven't studied well. You read it again. It's so much more good feeling. And read a verse, I sometimes read it and I go back to it. And then I feel, wow,
I can understand now. Even though we're saying the same thing, but sometimes we didn't understand it. So that's why we read it again, hear it again. And the devotee is always telling the same thing over and over. Because that is, Krishna consciousness is so much nectarian. It's mentioned here, Amrita, nectarian. How can we chant Hare Krishna every day? Same thing, chanting. The more we chant, it only gets better. That's the spiritual world is full of happiness. That happiness, we can only get a little bit here in this world, a drop of it. The ocean of blessings, the ocean of mercy, the ocean of nectar, that's the spiritual world. But here in the material world, we only get a little bit of it. But it's always here. We can feel it. People always say, no, I can feel it. You can feel it, then you have to perform it. You have to act on it. You have to dive into it. Just like right now, we have the Damodar program here, the Damodar prayers, and it's so nice when we all come together in the temple and we are sitting together, and it's so much more blissful. And, you know, just that half an hour in the morning, in 1 hour, we sit here and we offer the lamps to the deity and hear the prayers sung by devotees. It's so sweet. Then sitting somewhere, you don't feel, and you sleep, you get up, and it's so ignorant, and the place where you sleep is so dirty. And it's not a good feeling. When you get up late, it's not a good feeling. And when you come here in the temple, it's full of bliss and so full of goodness. Incense burning, beautiful deity, it's such a clean atmosphere. Once you enter into this atmosphere, you're so charged with that transcendental happiness. So Krishna consciousness is, Srila Prabhupada has given us this temple, Srila Prabhupada has given us this process to enlighten us, uplift our consciousness. This is the way to uplift our consciousness. To raise above. That's one of the meaning of bhakti, of yoga, is to rise above. Rise above what? Of passion and ignorance. Rise above to spiritual knowledge. Rise above to bhakti, devotion to Krishna. Through that devotional service, by engaging in devotional service, we are rising above. That is the process. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharat bhumite haila manushya janma jar janma sadhaka kari karo paro upakara. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, those who are born in India, particularly, is our business, is our prime duty. Sadhaka kari karo paro upakara. Do good to others. Do good to others doesn't mean like Mother Teresa open a hospital in Calcutta and give free food. We're doing that already. We're giving prasadam. Means to give spiritual knowledge. You can give someone food, but they're hungry again. So our job is not people fill up people's belly, but it is to give people knowledge that understand why we're suffering. First of all. First place, why we're suffering. The root cause of all the problems. We're digging out to the root of the problem. That's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gave everybody chanting Hare Krishna. So our duty born in India is a place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna appeared. Our prime duty is to preach Krishna consciousness. Door to door. Lord Nityananda used to go door to door. And people didn't want to chant Hare Krishna. They didn't want to get up from their bed. Lord Nityananda said, roll on the ground. Like a child, roll on the ground in front of the door. So they would come out just to get rid of him. They chant Hare Krishna. he was so blissful after that. He said, oh, you've chanted Hare Krishna. And then the Muslims in Mayapur, they didn't want to chant Hare Krishna. So he used to make them chant Hare Krishna, and they say, oh, there goes Hare Krishna, ha ha ha. They'll laugh at us by chanting Hare Krishna. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the devotees, they're ecstasy because they're chanting Hare Krishna, laughingly, making a joke, but still they're chanting Hare Krishna. So bliss of a devotee, happiness of a devotee, to see others chanting Hare Krishna, others are becoming devotees. That's our happiness. Why do we do all this deity worship and have this beautiful temple here and we're cooking so much? This is to bring everyone at the feet of Krishna. That's our job. So everything we do, we must do it nicely. Just like we cook, we're cooking someone's food, prasadam, but we'll make sure it's perfect, good quality. And when they taste it, wow, this is never like any other place, such good food. And I go to the Crossways, I sit down there, it's not really such fancy restaurant. You go to any other restaurant, they have really fancy sofa you can sit on, and very relaxing, they have music, someone playing, like they have a dancer, and, you know, and all these things. Our Crossways restaurant is a very simple place. And a wooden chair or a plastic chair, but it's packed with people. Why? They feel that they can feel something different than any other place. There's bhakti there. There's Krishna consciousness there. But their tasting is very simple. There's halwa, rice, sabji. And some papadam. In India, papadam is a... Nobody eats that much. They eat just to... something to snack on. But it's not a fancy thing. But they love it. We had the guys cooking in the kitchen, 3,000 papadam every day. And I go there, I joke with him, oh, 10,000? How many are you making? So my point is, they can feel the happiness in a simple place. Because there is Krishna consciousness there. There is love of Krishna there. There is performing devotional service there. No matter who, they come, they can feel it. Same way in our temple here. This is coming in contact with Prabhupada established places, these temples. So when people come here, they can feel that happiness, that transcendental happiness that you don't get anywhere else. So devotional service means is that we do in this consciousness how we can please Krishna, how we can do things more nicely. Chanting Hare Krishna, we sit here. It's such a difficult thing actually to sit in one place for an hour or two. It's a very difficult thing. And you see people are sitting and chanting. They feel good about it. I can sit here 2 hours, no problem. I love it. I look forward to it. I come in here in the temple, I sit, find a place, because everybody else is here. They are doing it. What's the difficulty? Everyone is doing it. Hundreds of devotees all over the world. So when you sit here, your mind automatically goes on to the holy name. Even though everyone says it's a struggle, mind goes here and there. It is. But when you sit together with everyone and you see others are doing it, that gives the impetus, that sangha, that gives us that power. You sit in your home, you do it yourself. Somebody wanted to go to Radha Kund in Vrindavan and chant. Not being our Krishna Balaram Mandir. Prabhupada said, there's plenty of monkeys there, we don't need one more. Because mind is like a monkey, it's always moving around. Even if we are here in the temple, we could be doing the deity worship directly, but mind can be going somewhere while we are doing the arati. It happens. So the mind, we have to kick the mind, you know, beat the mind's shoes. In the morning, wake up, they're just saying, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, get up in the morning, beat your mind's shoes. Literally, you think yourself. You know. So, the way to engage the mind, manmanapava mat bhakta, become my devotee Krishna, worship me, pay obeisance to me. This is the way. It's a very difficult thing to, even though it's easy, but because dirhavata is mentioned here, nectar, if you want the nectar, dirhavata, you have to perform with determination. Power is not in our muscle. I'm very strong. The strength is how we can conduct our mind, how we can not listen to the senses. The dictation of our senses, the dictation of our mind. The strength is when we can take shelter of the holy name. Take shelter of the holy name means you have to overcome the senses. There's so much temptation of the senses. Every soon as you go out, you're always bombarded by all the glaring material world around you. You see people in Melbourne, in the Swanson Street, and all the cities in the world. What is there for you to see? You're born here, you see that damn thing every day. Isn't it? What is there to really see? That's why people from, like Australian people, they don't come here, they live in the countryside. I remember once when I first came here, one guy said to me, "Can you tell me where it is? I'm from a country." He said, "Australian." I said, "I just came here also, I don't know where things are." Then I found in the Google and showed him where the place is. And he didn't know how to use it. He was a very simple, from a country town. So people are always coming here, going in the city, look around. It's so tiring. But when you close your eyes, come to the temple, close your eyes, and meditate on the holy name, chant Hare Krishna, hear the sound of the holy name, at once you feel so much satisfaction in the heart. You're not giving yourself bombarded by all these temptations. You're tempted by all those things around you. That's very painful, actually. People go, "Yeah, where am I going?" I was living in Hong Kong. The whole country, it's a small island, it's just packed with shops. Nothing else. They said, "Where are you going?" "I'm going to Hong Kong." "For what?" "Oh, shopping." Nothing else. They can't offer you anything else there. And at the end of the day, you come back with nothing. But you're so tired because you're just looking and looking. You know, when you look at the deity, we're not tired. So beautiful. You can look at the deity. We're sitting here and looking at the deity and chanting. It's much more pleasurable. You're not wasting your time. Suppose you go watch a movie and you say, "Oh, I didn't like it." I think it's such a waste of time, a waste of your money. But we don't watch movies. Even television, such a boring thing. Like in Australia, the television, they can't even come up with a good program. They're showing all the time old movies because people are bored. They don't have anything new. So Krishna consciousness is ever pleasure. It's full of bliss. You can chant Hare Krishna, same Hare Krishna mantra. The Prabhupada used to say, the result of chanting Hare Krishna is to make you chant more, because it's so much pleasurable. So, happiness is found in the holy name. Happiness is found in devotional service, associating with sadhu, in a proper attitude, with a humble attitude. It's very, sometimes, "Oh, I don't want to be the devotees, and they're telling me what to do all the time." That's what we want. We want people to tell us what to do. Otherwise, we're not going to know how to perform devotional service. Radharani, she doesn't allow anyone to come to Krishna unless they are perfect, other gopis. That's her job. She's a perfect devotee. She's next to Krishna. So when the other gopis come, they have to be really good. And then she shows them to Krishna. Gradually. Similarly, we're here today so we can become better devotees and learn how to serve Krishna. So different devotees, they tell us, "Oh, this is not the way, Prabhu, you know, this is wrong." We're not taking offense because they're telling us how we can become a better servant of Krishna, better servant of our Guru. Guru is the perfect servant of his Guru. That's why he's a Guru. Guru means one who shows us the path to Krishna. Isn't it? It's all to do with understanding, true knowledge, atmagyan, knowledge of the soul. How much we study is not enough. We also need to hear from the sadhu. Guru, sadhu, sastra. It's guru, sadhu, and sastra. Sastra is there because guru speaks according to sastra. They don't make up anything. That's why when you hear guru, it's coming from Krishna. As it is. If you want to hear from Krishna, then you hear from the sadhu. Because they speak what their guru speaks. The guru speaks what his guru speaks. And they speak according to what Krishna spoke. This way we're always on top of the understanding, knowledge. So Krishna consciousness is perfect in every way. It's like a chain. Guru parampara, chain of disciple succession. It's tied together all the way. So the process of devotional service is not a concoction.
process of devotional service, it's a process that's been handed down. This is why in our temple, all over the world, you go to a Hindu temple, someone drove me to a Hindu temple, a really big temple, in the middle of nowhere, here in Melbourne. So they were telling me 100,000 people came on special day. And the rest of the time is closed. The temple's open. And that Prabhu is from here. He said he used to be a pujari there. So he drove me there. It's just middle of nowhere. So they're expanding it. Because once in a while they have 100,000 people. So parking area and stuff. And he was saying, you know, our Melbourne temple is so small. So, I was saying that here we have 24 hours program going on every day. Where are you? So when I went to the temple there, it's a huge temple. He made me get lost almost. It's so big. He was the only one on the pujari there. Hardly anybody around. And all kids. When you walk around the temple, you can go out, you can see kangaroos, practically. It's so open. So I proper have our temple right in the city. Why people need it the most. Not somewhere way at the back. We can have too. But the program here is every day. Every day. Not just once in a while. And they're completely misunderstood about everything. You know, they have Radha Krishna at the end of one of the altar. First deity was Ganesh. And in the middle, like a Shiva Parvati. And at the end, there Radha Krishna. There was like, and the person who was worshipping, I'm sure they didn't have any understanding. So, establishing Krishna consciousness means to establish Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and glorify Him. So, the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam, the purpose of the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam is to glorify Krishna, is to establish Krishna as the Supreme. That's what Bhagavatam means, Bhagavan, God. So, if you want to glorify Bhagavan adequately, then you have to have these temples. Everybody should know about Krishna. That's the preacher. So, if we have a huge temple like that, they just come and pray. But actually what they're praying about, even their prayers, I'm sure they're not praying for bhakti, love for Krishna, how I can develop love for you, how I can become your better devotee, how I can associate with your devotees, how can I come back to your lotus feet at the end of life. Who's doing this kind of prayer? Devotee prayers like this. And they don't want to go to where they have Radha Krishna as the Supreme. And they said they are copying ISKCON. I told them, no way. You have to open this temple every day. Start program at 4 in the morning. And so, and they don't have the process. They have a system according to their system, but not Vaishnava system. So, Bhakti Yoga means directly Krishna, Supreme Lord Krishna. There's demigod worship. Krishna says, those who worship me, they come to me. Janti deva prita deva priti nanti pitravata. If you worship the forefathers, you go to the forefathers. If you worship demigod, they go to demigod. Krishna is very precise. He says, those who worship me, they come to me. You say, I worship Shiva, I worship Ganesh, and I also worship Krishna. You didn't have an understanding, complete understanding. You worship everybody. Okay, this one doesn't give, that one will give. So I worship everybody. That's not the mentality. If you want bhakti, if you want love for Krishna, then you worship. Go to a place where you can only worship Krishna. And this is this temple, Srila Prabhupada's temple. In India, they always say Hare Krishna. Oh, there goes the Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. Because they know Hare Krishna movement, we emphasize Krishna as the Supreme. They always say Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. In Australia, they say, there go the Haris. There go the Hare Krishnas. I've heard people, I was not in devotional clothes, they're talking. So the Hare Ram came by, a chanting party, and it's on the street, and the people were saying, the local, they're saying, there goes the Hare Krishnas. They're very familiar, Krishna. They didn't call us, Shiva or something else. So Srila Prabhupada was so direct. He gave everyone Krishna consciousness all over the world. And he himself was a pure devotee of Krishna. So he doesn't say something else other than Krishna. Krishna consciousness is Hare Krishna movement. Is our business, our job is to tell others about Krishna. This is the Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, those who preach my glory, they are very dear to me. So you want to become dear to Krishna, you have to, if you love Krishna, if you love someone, you tell others about that person. Isn't it? So if you love Krishna, you tell others, oh, Krishna is God, Krishna. Really, how? And they have so much preaching opportunity. The guy next door to me where I live, Nepali family. And next door to them, Chinese family. And so I came out of the house, and the Nepali guy said, you're Hare Krishna, aren't you? And he saw me in the Facebook. I said, how do you know? I said, so then when I go from here, I will bring prasad for him. And you know, he said, oh, I like the cheesecake I brought from Gopal's. I said, you have to pay for it because it's expensive. And there's so many ways you can preach Krishna consciousness. You start with your own family and then the next door neighbor. Tell others about Krishna. The purpose of the Goswamis, you know, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they were in Vrindavan, and the villagers used to come and sit next to them and chant and ask them about problems of their family. They love them so much. So devotees are our friend. And people, they just want to be with us. Because they feel, Hare Krishna, they are such nice people. They're just peaceful, they're happy, they're blissful. They want to associate. So you have to be able to reflect that onto others through our, you know, Krishna consciousness. Every devotee is full of bliss because you are associated with Krishna. You're chanting Hare Krishna. Yeah, you're associated with Krishna. Krishna is there in His name. Devotees are never unhappy. You're not going around, hey, Hare Krishna. But you're happy inside. You don't need to express that you are also blissful, but you're happy. In your heart, you're happy. So, every devotee, because you're associated with devotees, you're associated with Krishna, because you're in line with Krishna, you're performing devotional service to Krishna, you're associated with Krishna. That's why you're happy. It's not that how much material things you have. That's not to make people happy. You're thinking, oh yeah, I have such a better bank balance, and I have a home that I have this, I have that. People all over Australia, they are not happy. 3,000 students, children, and 3,000 young people every year, they commit suicide in Australia, every year. People from India and Korea and Japan, China, they're all coming here. But 3,000 Australian people are killing themselves. What makes this place so good? Wherever we are, if we want to be happy, become Krishna devotee. That's the process. You can run here and there, like jumping like a monkey. That's not going to make happy. Happiness is already there. We are born with it. That real happiness, that comes from chanting. Wherever you go, your mind's with you. That's going to give you trouble. So wherever you are, here or there, some place may be a little bit better than other. Yesterday I was in the bus, and there was a lot of people. There's a walk on train tracks. So people have to get off the bus and get off the train and take bus replacement. And it was like everyone rushing, a lot of Chinese people, Indian, and one. So one guy, he said, "Oh, everyone is in a rush today, huh?" I said, if he went to India, it's worse. At least here they have some respect. They'll be jumping on your feet and you're trying to get out of the bus and they're trying to get in at the same time. At least here, people are more calm. He said, oh, really? Oh. And go on to India and find out and see. So, you know, wherever you go, this material world, the Kalaya Asasatam, Krishna says material world is a place of misery. There's no happiness here. I see people Monday morning, and I came to temple early in the morning, and I said, everybody is so quiet. And they're like, kind of morose. I hear you on Monday morning. And you see Friday night, everyone's different. The atmosphere is different. The mood is different among the people. I say, oh, you know, what happened today? And you come here in the temple, everyone is so jolly and happiness because they are serving Krishna. Krishna is the source of all happiness. There's no happiness in this material world. We just try to squeeze the pleasure. You go to India, they're making Prabhupada's good example. They're making sugarcane juice. They have Victoria Market, they're giving sugarcane juice. They put one cane of sugarcane into the machine and get every drop out of it. And they put it again, and every drop, if there's any left, they put it once, last. There's nothing left. And then they chuck it on the ground. And a cow come by and they chew on it to get any juice left in it. That's the material world. Prabhupada gives the example of our Guru, spiritual master, gives the example how material world is no pleasure. We try and squeeze every drop, there's nothing in it, even though. So, then again and again the same thing. You go to see the movie, eat the same food. You know, some of us are devotees here for 40 years. And we come to the temple, we sit here, chant Hare Krishna. Nothing so big, special thing. Same thing. Sit down, chant Hare Krishna, and dance, and you know. I didn't get bored of it. And sitting here, listening, same thing people are talking. Can you say something? Then we have gurus come, they say more things, because they know more, their realizations. But we love it. Temples packed. For years and years. You go to India, our temples, even much more bigger and more devotees. Why they feel this tangible happiness here. There's so much more pleasure here. And you go to some bar or something, they got a happy hour, just 1 hour happy. What that's supposed to mean. But we never say happy hour, 1 hour happy. Nitya seva, eternal happiness. You know, we can go on chanting for hours. But they have to stop for a program. But actually, if you give us, we can sing all day and night. We don't care. And they think, oh yeah, we have it. They let them come and see us sing, how we sing and dance. We have so much more power and so much more happiness. They can't even do it. After half an hour, they have to have a beer because they're tired. They need to sit down. They haven't got the energy. But some of us are, over 40 and 50. They're still jumping around in the temple. There's so much energy serving Krishna. So when we think of Krishna, when we chant Hare Krishna, with full of love from the heart, that the strength comes from inner happiness, inner strength, all of a sudden. You don't even notice it. When we bang this thing, it's very tiring. But I feel great. 1 hour, I didn't feel tired. That's when I stop it. While I'm singing and dancing, I'm feeling tired. A little bit. So, the idea of human life, the purpose of human life is to engage in devotional service, is to wake us from the miserable condition of human life, is to attach yourself to serve Krishna, to come to the lotus feet of Krishna. That's the purpose of a human life. Rise above from material existence. Look to the light, they said. What light? Engage in devotional service to Krishna. That's a wonderful thing. So, the process of devotional service, you have to perform devotional service in association of devotees, hearing from the devotees, for learning how to serve Krishna. That's why they have this program. If you want to become a disciple of a guru, they have this disciple course. You can learn how to become a good disciple. It's a good thing. Yeah, you go to people work so hard, they go to universities, pay so much money, and learn all this page after page, all this how to become a mechanical engineering. What's your job? Oh yeah, you know, IT. This thing, they work so hard to learn these things. They pay so much money. Now they have the exam. I saw a big sign there. Happy exam. They're trying to encourage their students. So you can learn about Krishna from our devotees, how to take exam, how to become a disciple of our spiritual master. This is a good thing. Learn about Krishna. Study the books. Swadhyaya. Swadhyaya means study. This is the process of yoga. Yama niyama is the first principle of yoga. First principle of yoga is the yama niyama. Nobody talks about it. They all want to lose weight and become slim. They talk about asana, which is the third one. The first two, they don't talk about it. Because it requires study, swadhyaya. They don't want to study. And sense control. They don't even talk about it. They go, oh yeah, I want to do yoga. To lose weight and slim. But the first two principles, they don't touch on it. Because that requires sense control. And to study the scriptures. So it's a good thing to learn about Krishna consciousness and the philosophy, the process of devotional service, and become more expert in serving Krishna and tell others about Krishna. Jaridekaho, whoever you meet, you tell others about Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yes, Prabhu.
Krishna said the same thing. If you remember, he takes care of everything. Whatever you have got. Ananya Shintyanto Mam, Ye Janapur Vaste Teshan Yutanam Yo Kreyum Jan. So he is giving you a complete guarantee that if you take care, if you remember me, then I take care of everything. Whatever you possess, I'll take that, and whatever you lack, I'll give you. Now today is the disability of Narvandas Mahaprabhu. You want to tell us something?
Hare Krishna. Is it? Is it today?
Yeah, disability.
I don't think it's his disappearance
day.
I think it's his
appearance day.
We sing Sri Guru Charana Padma every day.
Yeah. We sing the prayers to the Guru. Narottam Das Thakur, you know, associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a great devotee, is an acharya. Narottama means one who is greatest in among the human beings. Appearance, disappearance, actually, for a devotee, if they're living, they're performed, they're telling about Krishna, and if they're not here, they left. This, but their instructions here, so it's the same. So we sing, like Prabhupada was saying, we sing the Guru Puja prayers to Srila Prabhupada. This means the acharyas. These prayers are connected to all acharyas. And Narottam Das Thakur is acharya. There are so many great acharyas in our line, in our precepts of acharyas, means one who's showing the path to Krishna consciousness. So we have great devotees who are in our line. So Narottam Das Thakur, like an acharya, associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wrote like...
Mahaprabhu was remembering him before he came.
He wrote a lot of books.
Yes,
and devotional process.
Mahaprabhu once said, Narottam. People didn't understand. They should ask, who is Narottam? So then Mahaprabhu said that he is coming and he told Padma River that give him love, my love. And the river asked, how would I know? So then Mahaprabhu said, in Swara, the whole wave will become so strong. strong, then you become embracing. And when you took bath from black color, you became completely yellow. Hence, in chanting, like you will be.
Hare Krishna. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna. So, Prabhupada ki jai.